State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Charlamagne, say the gang, don't get utter shame.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, February 28th is going to a young man from Chicago named James Taylor. Okay, he's 20 years old, and I'm highly upset. I'm just finding out about this story, but some people amongst us might feel this is the perfect way to end Black History Month. See, James Taylor allegedly robbed a man at gunpoint. Okay, now I have fully embraced the fact that I'm old school. Okay, I was born in the 1900s, 1978 to be exact. So the way 20-year-olds do things is not the way we did things. See, the people I knew who committed armed robberies actually tried to not get caught. I mean, believe it or not, kids, that was the whole point of an armed robbery, to not get caught. Probably only second to, you know, what you were stealing from the person, all right? Not getting caught is the 1B to the 1A of the armed robbery. But this generation is a little different. Okay, this young man, 20 years old from Chicago, allegedly robbed a 35-year-old man who was parked in front of his house around 1:30 a.m. Now, listen, you pull up to your place of residence around 1:30 a.m. You might, you know, be a little high, had a couple of drinks. You know, it's a Saturday night. I know it's freezing in Chicago. You just want to get in the house, right? Not only do you want to get in the house, this 35-year-old man had just gotten some fried chicken. Now, I don't know what kind of fried chicken it was, but I'm going to just assume on a Saturday night in Chicago, it had to be Harold's. You know what I mean? Correct me if I'm wrong, Chicago, but don't one of the Harolds stay open until like 5 a.m.? Am I making this up? I feel like one of those Harolds in Chicago stays open until 5 a.m., but just imagine you got a four-wing, four-shrimp combo. Straight a mouthwatering. You know what I'm saying? Some hush puppies. All right, what if you got a 10-piece wing and a mac and cheese bowl with chicken mixed in? All right, I'm just trying to paint the picture for you, okay? You got this fried chicken from Harold's, and you just want to get in the house on a Saturday night, be high, full, and happy, and go to sleep. But no! Here comes James Taylor just disturbing your peace, all right? Asking for a light. 1:30 in the morning, you walking in Chicago, and some man with dreads walk up to you asking for a light. You might want to run, okay?
Right.
But the man just said he ain't got no light, all right? But then this 20-year-old tapped the man on the shoulder, okay? Tapped the man on the shoulder and, you know, put a gun in his face, okay? And when the man turned around, James put a gun in his face and told the victim to run it. And all the victim had on him was his keys, okay? $2 in cash, a debit card, and the fried chicken. Now, I've told y'all before that fried chicken is a symbol of freedom, all right, for black people in America, especially black women in Virginia, because after the Civil War, black women understood their freedom meant they could fully grasp some agency over their lives, all while creating and sustaining economic freedom for themselves through their culinary talent. So sisters used to carry fried chicken and other baked goods on their heads, waiting around at the train stations, and when the trains would pull up, they would sell their fried chicken and baked goods. And since so few jobs were readily available or even accessible to black women, that's how they made their money, using their culinary talents to provide for their families after the Civil War. So once again, stop letting white supremacists fool y'all into thinking fried chicken is a negative stereotype for black people, because it's not. It's a symbol of economic freedom. What does that have to do with today's Donkey of the Day? Absolutely nothing, okay? Because in this situation, fried chicken didn't lead to someone's freedom. It actually led to James Taylor's arrest. See, James Taylor right now is charged with armed robbery with a firearm, aggravated unlawful use of a weapon, aggravated possession of a stolen motor vehicle, and illegal possession of a debit card. The judge ordered Taylor to pay a $15,000 bail deposit to go home on an electric monitor, and the judge told Taylor, who has no criminal background, that he faces a minimum of 21 years in prison if convicted of the armed robbery charge. Now, I know y'all like, damn.
For some chicken.
Wow. For some chicken, right? Now, I know y'all like, damn, that's criminal. Okay, and being criminal is corny, so I understand why you're getting Donkey of the Day. But you know Donkey of the Day is all about giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid. So, of course, armed robbery is stupid, but it's a little bit more than that, okay? How exactly did James Taylor get caught? What y'all think? What y'all think?
He used the debit card.
He used the debit card?
To stop and get gas, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, according to the prosecutor, after James Taylor took this man's keys, his debit card, his $2 and the fried chicken, James Taylor got into the victim's car. He didn't start the car. He started eating that devil damn fried chicken. Literally got into the victim's car and started eating the chicken.
Why wouldn't you drive away first?
You got to eat it hot.
You got to eat it while it's hot. You got to eat it while it's hot. Come on now.
I mean, this fixed, though.
This makes perfect sense under normal circumstances.
Yeah.
But when you just committed an armed robbery and you sitting in the car, the person you just robbed, you don't sit there and eat the chicken, okay? Mm. This man sat in the car so long eating the food that the victim had time to dial 911 and the police pulled up a few minutes later, okay? I'm really sitting there thinking to myself, was this man committing a crime or was he just hungry?
Right.
You know what I mean? Of course it's a crime, but damn, for you to not even think of getting away, you had to stop and eat right then and there. It might be some nuance to this niggotry because maybe, just maybe, this man really needed a meal, but that won't stop him from getting the credit he deserves for being stupid. Please give James Taylor the sweet sounds of the Hamiltons.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Sounded like fried chicken.
You got the that's the Hamiltons.
You got a picture? You got a picture of the guy?
Yes, I do have a picture of the guy. But you, come on, he's from Chicago. You know what he looks like.
What does that mean? You want to play games?
I can't believe he stole the chicken too.
You want to play a game?
There was not. We don't need to play a game.
Why?
You want to play a game?
Yes.
Oh God. All right, okay, let's play a game of guess what race he is. James Taylor, 20 years old, of Chicago, 1:30 in the morning, robbed a man of some fried chicken, $2, a debit card, and the man's car keys, and did not even try to get away. Sat in the car and ate the fried chicken. DJ Envy, guess what race he is?
See, most people going to think black, right? Because it's fried chicken, it's Chicago, and it's 1:30 in the morning, right? But I'm not thinking that way.
What you thinking?
See, I'm thinking heroin addict.
Oh, R could be two MAGA guys with MAGA hats on.
Exactly. You remember
that
what happened
before? That has happened before. Not
exactly. Me. And you know because of that, I'm going white. I'm going Caucasian.
You're going Caucasian. Okay. Lex, James Taylor, 20 years old, from Chicago. All right, robbed a man of $2, a debit card, his car keys, and some fried chicken, and didn't even try to get away. Sat in the car and ate the fried chicken. Guess what race he is?
You know what? What you thinking? I don't want to
in Black History Month like this. But I'm sorry. Anybody that's sitting in the car and they smell that chicken, that way they can't even start the car. It's not giving milk cricket.
Mm-mm, it's nice.
It's definitely giving a black man.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay. Drea?
I would have to agree. I'm going to say black man for 5,000.
Damn.
Come on, please. Please don't be.
I'd like all three of y'all to know that y'all are absolutely positively wrong.
Oh.
Okay. And the reason that y'all are wrong
why?
Is because, okay, y'all forget it's another option.
What's that?
This is not a black person.
What is it?
This is a nigga.
Oh, my God.
I cannot believe that y'all would pin this on a black person.
I didn't know I could
Chris
say
Rock,
that word.
Chris Rock told y'all the difference.
Oh, wow.
Between
he
black
look
people.
Hungry in that picture.
He look hungry. My goodness.
Chris Rock told y'all the difference. Well, I tell you one thing, he wasn't hungry no more.
Now, can this nigga evolve to a black man? Yes.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. But right now,
yeah, nigga.
Niggas nigga.
Okay.
All right. I hope he don't get the full sentence.
No, I hope he's his first charge.
Aww.
All right. His first charge.
Well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, mm-hmm. when we come back, Nedra Glover Tawab will be joining us. She has a new book, Drama Free. We're going to kick it with her when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at AT&T.com/5G for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.